Students and onlookers across the country had many different reactions to African American student activist group Concerned Student 1950's recent protests, which led to UM System President Tim Wolf leaving his position. The events brought racial discrimination to the forefront of conversations about the university, but have they affected the number of students withdrawing from or choosing to stay at MU? According to university statistics, in 2015, 237 students withdrew from MU between the first day of classes and November 16th. During the same period last year, 276 students withdrew from school. That's 15% more than this year. It is unclear how many students withdrew during the week following Wolf's resignation, and MU declined requests for an interview to comment further. But what about prospective students? To find out how high schoolers are reacting to these events, KBIA talked to several high school counselors in the St. Louis and Kansas City areas. Tracy Percy, the head counselor at St. Charles West High School, says her students have not changed plans to attend MU.
Any of them that are going this year, I probably have, 9, 10, and nobody has changed their mind.
Percy says she thinks the events won't hurt school enrollment in the future. Other counselors asked about effects on school enrollment had similar responses. Neil Corston is a counselor at Center High School in Kansas City, a school with a 75% black student population.
A lot of them were kind of wondering what's going on, but for the most part, most of the students they've come to the campus before. They think it's a beautiful campus because also, our school is actually fairly small. They know students down there and they've talked with them. And some of our students down there have helped kind of assuage their concerns.
Corston says some of his students who are considering MU as their college choice received emails from the university addressing the events on campus. He says his students have a true interest in those issues.
It's definitely not something that our kids want to just sweep under the rug. I mean, they're growing up. They're learning a lot of things, and the big world is going to be readily in their face after that.
Another counselor, Jeff Buckman from Eureka High School near St. Louis, says he thinks parents care more about the protest events than students do, but their reactions still don't sway just one way.
I have some that might say, I'm a little hesitant now because of what's going on. And then I'll have some saying, well, look how proactive Mizzou is and look all the change that's happening. And so you're going to have both sides of the coin there.
As far as whether or not MU will experience long-term effects in enrollment, Buckman says it's too early to tell.
A lot of the applications have already been submitted prior to that event. And the kids were applying in August and September before this even happened. So I think we're going to see the bigger picture of who's actually choosing the zoo. That's going to be next semester.
Buckman acknowledged that future enrollment could still be a concern for MU, but he says he thinks the events aren't turning students away.
I think you have to use it as a learning process overall, and not shy away from things that are happening on a college campus, because they're going to happen anywhere. But I I've never had a student yet come to me and say, I'm hesitant looking at Mizzou because of what's going on. They're aware of it, absolutely, but it's not shying them away from applying there or considering there yet.
Andy Humphrey, KBIA News.